Boy, that nails it, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Me and a really good friend of mine were talking on the phone way too long today, and I was late, and I apologize to you because I do appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, the gift of your valuable time and what I talk about every day. What's this whole thing about, ladies and gentlemen? The entire thing is about our time.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that. Well, there you go. Violating the rules, ladies and gentlemen. Violating everything. Sorry. There you go. We got rules and regulations, breath, prize, freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Turn the cell phone down and welcome back. And thank you in advance for your valuable time. As you guys know, we got a couple precepts, ladies and gentlemen. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This precious gift from God is ours. Ours to protect. Ours to pass on to our posterity. Right? If you believe in your own life, what do you believe in? Your posterity. Your little kids, right? What I believe in, our little kids. The guys at Perfection Auto Works actually are on my side on this. They do believe in our little kids. They also understand one simple thing. We were talking about something yesterday, me and Mike. Sometimes me and him go late in the evening about talking about things. You know? The guys at Perfection Auto Works are on our side, and they're very simple about this thing, about each and every one of us fighting for our own freedom. Boom. Wait a minute. Hold on. That would be revolutionary. That'd be kind of scary. Yeah, it would start to get scary if you actually do believe, like me, this precious gift from God is yours, and you need to, with education, enlightenment, some sort of belief and a whole boatload of courage, you gotta fight for your own freedoms. Guys at Perfection Auto Works do believe in this thing. They believe in it, and they also understand most of what happens on radio, ladies and gentlemen. John's watching this. I'm gonna put my happy little butt on the counter here. What the guys at Perfection Auto Works like to talk about, and what we like to talk about, is most of this thing that goes on in radio is about semantics. And semantics is a pretty difficult word for most of us. You know, do you really believe in the truth, or do you believe in semantics? You want to live in semantics? It's not probably going to work out long term. I mean, being a small town mutt from a small town in Utah, we didn't practice semantics. We practiced truth. Guys, Perfection Auto Works, they are about truth. It's not about semantics. You know, semantics is just somebody saying a bunch of words that really doesn't matter at the end of the day. Well, maybe I do that. Maybe I come in here and I talk about things that don't matter at the end of the day. But the guys at Perfection Auto Works understand, just like I do, your car is a very integral part of your personal protection. And we can't play semantics about that. We have to actually understand when you call them at 323-8650. Boy, look at me getting all comfy. You ever seen this, John? This is Sean getting all comfy. I'm like on the counter. I got my feet on the chair. I'm having one of these days, guys. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to turn my computer on here. Oh, there you go. John's helping me out here. Nuclear clock says 1:13. Today, 7 July, year of our Lord, or Anno Domini 2019. Guys, Perfection Auto Works, when you check them out at 1046 North Beverly, you will walk into the shop and you'll see this thing, guys. You'll know. It ain't semantics. It's real, honest to God life. They don't mess around down there. Mike and the guys, the crew, the staff at Perfection Auto Works, they don't have time for semantics. It's one thing or another, guys. It's real simple. If you have a Porsche or a Pantera or an AMC Pacer, you know what? That's your car, and they care about it. Because if you play semantics with a Pacer, a Pantera, or a Porsche, you know what happens? Well, I mean, you might make it down the road 15 feet, and the damn thing breaks down, and you go, oh, wait a minute, we got a problem. No, it doesn't work like that with my friends. These are my friends, ladies and gentlemen. My brother from another mother, our local organic mechanic down at Fact Not a Works that actually plays this thing pretty freaking hard. He doesn't mess around. Call him at 323-8650. Mike didn't get me a tech tip this week, but I'll tell you a tech tip this week, ladies and gentlemen, and it's my personal tech tip. You buy, now, here comes the rain, okay? We just saw it yesterday over on the east side. You see the rain, and you know, okay, first of all, we talked about windshield wipers. Second of all, here's the gig. You go down to either Walgreens or the dollar store or Walmart, God forbid, don't go in there. But you go get yourself really the highest grade of alcohol you can get, which right now, last week I saw some at 70%. And you use your rag and you do your front windshield with 70% alcohol. And what that is it's a great thing. It's called Rain-X. And it's cheap. Costs you about $2. You get a little thing of alcohol. You get your rag. You get your really nice rag. And you spread it all over, and you start to see it spread on the windshield. And then you take your new rag, and you buff it off. And basically what's going to happen, when you're driving down the road at 40 miles an hour, you know what? The windshield just kind of ejects the raindrops. And talk about cheap, effective ways to actually take care of yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Also brought to you by the love of my life over at Biomed LLC. And we're going to talk about change up Tucson radio with music today. Danny, again, my level, my ground rod, the reason I'm alive, but yeah, the love of my life, the reason that I can actually come in here. Otherwise, I'm just about to give this crap up. I'm not seeing any changes, guys. And when I start to see some changes, I'll tell you about it. But I'm going to come in here and I'm going to do this until I basically just see the Roman Empire go into the Euphrates River. I'm going to keep doing this. Danny at Biomed LLC, providing me moral and ethical solutions into medical care. And I'm going to have to amend some of the things I said because of what I've seen this week. Danny's helped me out with my back and also helping out girls like Adriana with plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. When these badass dudes called orthopedics, if you don't have plates and screws and you shatter an ankle, a knee, or a hip, it could turn really, really ugly 20 years ago. Well, not nowadays. No. Now, we got solutions to that problem. Danny's got those solutions at biomedllc.org, and she's also got the solution to me. Not want to be a caveman. I don't want to be a caveman. Also brought to you by the guys right down the street at 3630 South Dodge, providing a pretty damn moral and ethical solution to what we do. And I'll say it over and over. I mean, these guys will back me up on this. They want to actually promote Brush Fires of Freedom, but they don't want to have to work for you, because they know if you take care of your car, they don't need to come get you. Pretty moral and ethical. Not a bad idea. When you got people like that, Joe and Jimmy over at Frontier, I've known these guys for almost, I think we're going on 27 years. Pretty good friends of mine. They know about the boating accident, and they've been trying to help me with the boating accident and trying to solve the problems of the boating accident, right? My brothers in arms? You bet your ass they are. They're not hanging around waiting for you to have a problem. What they are is hanging around hoping you don't have one. Call them at 748-1100, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this one, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about switching up Tucson music. John has found something. When I was a little kid, when I was this think about this. I was about 9 years old. I think I'm riding around in my old man's 240Z, old Datsun. Not a Nissan. It was a Datsun 240Z. Had an 8-track tape player in there, remember? Y'all remember? John's like, what is Sean talking about? An 8-track player, right? You had one, right? Stereophonic or quadraphonic? Something like that. Anyway, I'm riding around in my papa's 240Z. And I remember this might be one of the reasons I play guitar. Because there's these kick-ass dudes come along, And they pick these guitars up and they play these songs. And guys like me, you're listening, you're driving along with your dad, you're this little kitty. No, I wasn't wearing a seatbelt and I wasn't in a car seat, driving around a performance sports car called the 240Z. And I think about this song, ladies and gentlemen. It is not about the love of my life. You know, what it is about is little Liv, little Olivia, little Caden. And the future of my life, ladies and gentlemen. The future of humanity are these little kids, little Lucas and little Trevor and little Elliot, that are out there becoming some of the most important things I can think of. And these little kids that are the future of me. It's just me. But everyone out there, you got a little kid out there. You know, you're thinking about your little grandbaby, or you're thinking about your nephews and nieces. You know what? Cat Stevens knocks one out of the park. I'll be right back in 2 minutes and 51 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming back, and I appreciate the gift of your valuable time. Change the world. I don't want the world to change me. Don't want to change the world. I don't want the world to change me. That's exactly right. What's Sunday with a little... What is Sunday with a lot of... without a little Aussie, right? Boy, you talk about knock that down. Somebody has said, more cowbell, Sean. That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, live in Beck's Not at Work studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the mind, body, heart, soul, and spirit of this blue collared jackass called Sean. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we always got to play down to this one thing, ladies and gentlemen, because a friend of mine went through something pretty difficult this last couple weeks. If y'all want to get involved, it's real simple. Out of the book of Paul. I'm sorry. No, you know what? Back that truck up. Out of the book of Timothy, which is 4:12. Do not let anyone treat you as if you are unimportant because you are young. Instead, be an example to the believers with your words, your action, your love, your faith, and your pure life. Well, I couldn't say it any better than that. That's the words of Paul. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Beck's Not at Work studio, we're back live. Okay, I'm going to knock one down, ladies and gentlemen. I've been wanting to do this for about 7 weeks. Because I got this different feeling than most of you guys. I got something I really do believe in. I believe that we, as people, are probably better than we are. And I know this is a tough one when I say that, right? We as people can be better than we actually believe. And there's five things that go on in our lives. We walk about that world, right? We think we got this thing nailed, right? And so do I. I think I pretty much got this nailed. I've killed some of these things. I've got a couple in the list that don't make it. But there's five toxic beliefs, ladies and gentlemen, that you probably ought to let go. Now, the article, I actually get this off this thing called IamFearlessSoul.com, right? Why would I be there? Because of friends of mine and because of me. Five toxic beliefs you need to get rid of to actually start to be this kick-ass person out there. What I've always talked about, right? Once you solve these four problems, right, you got to get some faith in your body. You got to get some financial freedom. You got to get some spiritual freedom, which is the first one. And you got to be able to actually have freedom in that you check the box that, okay, well, if it all goes to crap in a handbasket, I've got this handled. And at that point, Once you check some of these boxes, you get to be this guy or woman, by the way, sorry about that, that can actually go help other people. You got to help. Once you get your own deal solved, at that point, you do get to go out and help other people. You can do this. I promise you guys and gals, once you solve some of these problems and you get this, place and time in your life when you can go help other people. Well, there's some toxic beliefs that are brought upon us. And I don't know if it's media. I don't know. I had kick-ass parents, as I told you guys last week, and I've always told you guys, I got some kick-ass parents, and I don't live in this world, but some toxic beliefs out there is very simple. Number one, blaming. Believing that it's always someone else's fault. You wake up in the morning, and many people blame just about everything and everything as a reason they aren't what they are in life. And they wake up in the morning, oh, man, yeah, it was because I was blah, blah. I was blah, blah. I was blah, blah. No, no, no. Here's the gig, guys. Every day you wake up, it ain't someone else's fault. I can make this very, very clear as a dumbass high school mutt, as I've told you guys for 3.5 years, every single one of your actions is yours. Get up, wake up, look in the mirror and realize it's real simple. I've got a sentence on a piece of paper right here. Life ain't fair. Wake up, buttercup. When you look in the mirror, just like I do every single day, I realize I am not a pretty person. I'm not going to be in a movie. Life ain't fair. Get used to it. Wake up, get a shower, shave your face, and come out here and do this with me and my friends. And you can do this thing. It's real simple. I've known this for probably 20 years, guys. People out there, and I know this, and I hate it. People can do you wrong. People can rip you off and steal you blind. You wake up in the morning and you bitch and moan about it like a crybaby. And there's a very simple... There's a very simple system out here. The difference between success and failure is looking at someone ripping you off and saying, okay, how did it happen? Was it me or them? And generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, I'll say one more time, walk in the mirror and say, what did I do to let that happen? And now, how do I change my activities? How do I make sure that never happens again? If someone screws me over, and they have, guys, I've been screwed out of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But my job is now to choose how to react to that activity. And what I learned from the situation is very simple. Ask yourself, which I have done, standing in front of the mirror, what the hell did I do to let that happen? Why was I so freaking weak that happened? That's the only way something's going to get better, is you have to look at yourself and realize this precious gift from God is yours. How do you react to other activities around you? Well, that's your job, guys. Number two, and this is a tough one. In this country, it gets pretty nasty, ladies and gentlemen, because I've seen this, and I've actually studied this pretty hard, because I apparently some people thought I was one of those people. Successful people are greedy, selfish, or fill in the blank. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, how does someone get successful? Well, you wake up at 4:30 in the morning, you go work 16 hours a day, 6 days a week, maybe 7 days a week, and you get yourself a really nice house and a couple of really nice cars, and you pay them all off, and you do a really good job. And then there's other people on the other side of the fence that are looking over their neighbor's fence going, oh, well, that dirty, rotten SOB's got more than me. How'd he get that? Well, would you ever wake up in the morning and walk and look in the mirror and go, while I had my happy ass on the couch, that guy was out working? while I was doing my thing over here and not really doing anything to create something, make something better, make your life better, I wasn't doing... John's about to cut me off here. Jack crap. I was just about there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I was right on the edge of it all right there. And I don't know where the button is. I don't have a button in here. I don't have any of that crap. But really, people that are successful, they go out and they work their freaking butts off all day long. And then a certain amount of people in this republic right now look at those people and go, oh, he's really, really lucky. And what grandpa say? The harder I work, the longer I work, the luckier I get. What an idea, right? And I'll lay it down right here, ladies and gentlemen. Success is simply when you achieve a quality of life that you want for yourself. It doesn't have to be money, but money easily, ladies and gentlemen, can be part of it. It doesn't have to be material things, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm not denigrating anything about material goods. They can be part of it. It's okay. Guys, what'd I do? I walked in here with, John wasn't here. It was me and another guy. I walked in here with $150,000 worth of gold and silver one day. Trying to teach you what I think about true money. Yeah, it can be material things. And again, how'd I get the gold and silver? I sacrificed. I worked my freaking butt off. I didn't get my week of vacation every year, or what most people get, 5 weeks of vacation. Oh, wow, sorry, I'm so sorry. Lily, how are you today, young lady? How have you been? I'm sorry if I was ignoring you. I've got my butt in a different place. John's watching me actually do a radio show in a whole different way than I normally do. How have you been? Happy Independence Day weekend, and hope you're having a great day, lady. Lily?
Lily, yes.
Yeah, Lily, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm listening to you.
Oh, good. What do you got to say, young lady?
Well, what I got to say is this.
I know who you are now.
I know.
know. All of a sudden, I'm like, I know this young lady.
You scolded me one time before because I said my brother served in the Marines, and you educated me on how I didn't say it correctly. That was the first time I called you. Anyway...
By the way, Lily, he is a former Marine, and there's a guy out there listening on the radio right now, and I'm very respectful about this. He's not an ex-Marine. He's a former Marine, and actually what he is, he's always a Marine.
Okay.
If that makes sense, Lily.
I'm a
huge fan. You guys know how I am about that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, what I called today for, I just wanted to say, more people need to hear your voice. You need a larger format. You speak from your heart. I too do not, I'm not from this earth. I'm from God. But we have to live here on this earth. And I guess I want to say, I heard a program earlier today, and I just want you to, well, I don't have to tell you to put your shoulders back and put your chin up. You know how to do that.
Yep.
I think, take a deep breath, Sean, sometimes, and just keep going, and I just look forward to hearing you, okay?
Lily, you've probably got me by about 2 years, right? I was born in 1966.
Okay.
Every morning I wake up and I take the deepest breath on earth.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys have heard me say, I'm square with God in the morning and square with God at night, and some
yep.
people don't believe that.
No, I'm with you.
But I'm telling you. I do. I take these huge deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
I've got I get to a point in my life. I've got, you know, I've been the most honest guy with you guys and gals in the audience. I'm actually able to hold my hand out, and I hold my hand out, and I see my five fingers, and I've got the best support system right now with my friends. I've got the most badass love of my life. I got people that support this show and actually do believe like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a whole different ballgame other than the normal political show where you can actually just come on and say, oh, we need to vote for blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I get to come out and I'm basically doing what's called a self, I guess it's me talking to me sometimes.
Sure.
And trying to solve my own problems. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think there's a lot of people out here that it's been such a tough thing with the media and the news, and now it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, people beating you to death, you got the internet, you got Facebook, you got everything going on, and yet you got this one guy that comes in that's disconnected from all of it, that just loves life itself, mm-hmm. loves kids, loves his girlfriend, wants to just live this free loving life of like 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I want to do this for not just you, but like I said, the love of my life, Mike, one of my best friends, Danny and Jerry, Kristen, Bill and Mary, my mom and dad, and you, Lily. I mean, mm-hmm. what we are is this different, I guess maybe we're this different set of people.
Mm-hmm. May I tell you, Sean, the key word for today?
Go ahead. I love it. A key word.
The key word, you just haven't said the word, you've said exactly what it means, and it's introspection. You looked in the mirror. I don't look in the mirror, but I do soul searching. When something goes wrong, the first thing I think of is, what did I do? What can I correct? I mean, people don't do that so much. They're not only in work situations, in family situations, it's I didn't do it, and they go for the throat. And I don't, and that's, I just see that rampant kind of, people don't have any self-control. And you say, look in the mirror at yourself, and I do too. I say, first place I go when there's a problem is look inside.
You are correct, Lily. And the internet, Danny, again, the love of my life, was Sean, actually, you talk about a kick-ass, I'm sorry about that, kick-butt song I'm about to play about my love of my life. We talk about this and what it's like to, and it started when I was, it's probably 15 years ago when I was becoming a rifle shooter and all this, and I started to see what was called the keyboard cowboy. Uh-huh. And that you get to say things on the interweb that I'm going to be really careful how I say this, and I'm not being disrespectful to anyone in the audience, but I'll tell you, if you said what you said on the internet to my face,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have a pretty serious problem. You don't talk like that. My grandpa wouldn't let me talk like that in front of the community or the church that I grew up in.
Like what, Sean?
No, in that when you're protected behind the internet.
Oh, yes, yes.
You don't have...
Oh, I know.
You don't have the face-to-face relationship. In other words, I don't have Facebook and I don't do Twitter. So how much people can say about me is very simply put like this. You can text me at 780-8539. Mm-hmm. If you want to call me, and I'll be very careful, a stupid jackass, I relish that. I want you guys to do that. I want you to take a minute out of your day. And if you really think I'm that stupid, it's 780-8539. No, you won't find me on Facebook, and no, you can't tweet me. But
Sean, you won't find me there either, but it was thrown in my face this week. Someone was, and I had two friends that contacted me. And when I read it, I never saw such vileness out of people that I thought were truly, truly good people. I don't have that in my home. I wouldn't want that trash in my home. I mean, Facebook and things like that. No, don't live that way. So.
It's a sad commentary on society, Lily. And
I know.
I want to be... I don't know. I'm not saying I'm better than you guys. I hope I've never said that.
No.
I just think I can better mm-hmm. What I'm trying to be is better than me mm-hmm. 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's how simple it is. It's me trying to better myself, and I've always offered you guys, you want to come with me? I'm with you. Mm-hmm. You want my help? 780-8539. I'm telling you, I'm on you guys' side. I'm just some regular working class guy. I'm not the higher power here, as everybody knows, you know. I may bring my Bible in here every day, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean I'm Jesus.
No,
I'm not trying to rewrite that thing.
Don't try to retranslate it.
No, Lily. I got to get out of here. Just
I got it. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make this real clear. I changed the show around a little bit, right? We talked about the kids early, and I'm talking about this right here. The love of my life, and every one of you out there, it's very simple. Pull your ass up on the couch, grab a hold of that girl, the one you love. And this is for you, Danny, the love of my life. But everyone out there's got one.
Everyone knows, without that girl, we are nothing but cavemen.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Live in Fexnet.org studio at 10:30 a.m., the Boyce Tucson's trusted local news from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. And that's from my buddy Jerry. I got a couple weeks I'm actually going to tell the story about this. Talk about coming back from the dead, brother. Talk about knocking one out of the park, my friend. Yeah. Yeah, that's you, buddy. That's you. I know it's, and again, it's going to be a story for later. It's going to be a story for later. And somehow, I don't know, John's like, oh, I've done this before, ladies and gentlemen. I'm walking around here. I've tore the whole studio up looking for my glasses. They're on my head, right? I've been down this road before. All right. What is one, and this one right here, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to be a short one. I'm going to do two of these. Number three, one you want to knock out of your life. And I mean, you want to talk about one you want to really knock out of your life? The toxic habits of gossiping, believing everything you hear, and not having a mind of your own. What are public schools about? Making sure you don't have a mind of your own. Happy and successful people don't have time to gossip. It's real simple. Other people's lives are theirs and yours are yours. I've only said this for 3.5 years. I don't own you and you don't own me. So why do we have time to actually worry about what other people do? Unless we are in the actual action of helping them, why do we judge them? Why do we have time in our life when Jesus walked out and said, he without sin cast the first stone, it ain't ours to judge. It's none of our freaking business what other people do. Unless we can get involved and help, what are we? We're the lesser. We continue to be, and we continue to act on the lesser of two evils. It's none of our business what other people do. Again, unless we're actively involved in helping them, what are we? We're just judging other people. I don't have time for it. Honest to God, I just don't have time. I get that, you know, we got a government that's basically unconstitutional, doesn't understand my God-given rights, doesn't understand that the reason, according to Thomas Jefferson, that would be Thomas, not George, the only reason for government is for that government to protect my rights. Well, the whole thing's unconstitutional anymore. Do I get to judge them? Well, yeah. Yeah, because they walked outside the bounds of where they're supposed to be. But as far as other people, I just don't have time. I've just pretty much given up on worrying about that. And number four is a tough one, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Danny had a real tough conversation about this. I need other people to complete me. This is going to be tough, guys and gals. Me and Danny had to go down through this pretty hard. In that, can you be happy with just you? Are you okay with this precious gift from God? Are you okay with just you? Are you okay that you don't need another person to come along and say, oh no, you're a really kick-ass dude, Sean? You know what? I can go 7-10 days. I don't get any of that in my life anymore. What I get out of a lot of people is, man, you're not in the mainstream, dude. You're about halfway crazy. Ingrid, how are you today? Do you think I'm crazy, Ingrid?
No, I think you're a very fine person. And, you know, it's very sad. You ask, you know, can you get through life on your own and so forth? There are all different types of people. Some people are natural loners, kind of like orangutans. And other people...
hold on, back up. Did you say orangutan?
Orangutans.
They're loners. Yeah, exactly.
It's very solitary. Smart, but very solitary.
Very solitary beings.
Yeah. And then there are other people who can't function unless they're surrounded by a lot of people. But as far as like your individual, your personal life, probably most people do function better when they have a mate.
But you
got to get the right one. And the thing is, so many people are you talked about being happy. They're not happy. They're insecure. They have problems. They even get in trouble with the law. And they're more than happy to see somebody else suffer. Misery loves company. You have to be really careful who you mix with, because they will be willing to spread something very nasty about you that's not true. And I'm happy that you found a person who protects you, respects you, loves you, and you're very, very lucky. And I hope that you always have her. I hope that you both live to be very, very old, and you have a wonderful long life together. And when you've got somebody like that, cherish that person.
I'm going to tell you, Ingrid, I mean, if you think about what goes on normal radio, okay, normal AM or FM radio or whatever we all listen to, my mother, Mary, said something that it goes back a long time. Me talking about Danny, the better half of me, my ground rod, the love of my life. I'm not embarrassed to come in here and say that, because I believe it makes me a better person than most people out there, because a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so much better than all you dudes. No. You know what? I'm about a half-ass broken piece of crap without Danny. And I'll be honest about it. If I don't have her, you know what? I am. And I've said it, and I'm continuing to go into this about what men are without you met Danny.
Yes. Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Without... Guys, I'm going to make it really, really, really clear. Without Danny, I am nothing more and nothing less than a caveman. And I think most men, if they actually had a set, if they were actually willing to grow a set, and I'm going to be really, really honest about this, if they were willing to grow a set and be like me, you know what? Those men would actually be so much better people, because they could actually admit what is actually true out there.
But there's something else that has to be admitted. Women probably need men just as much as men, as a man needs a woman. A woman needs a man.
Well,
they complement each other.
I'm not a woman, so I'm not going to comment on that. I know one thing about women. They are the givers of life, and like the honey badger, they are the protectors, and they are the badass killers. When it comes down to, you touch my baby, I'll tell you what I think about women. They'll kill a lot quicker than a man. Ingrid, I got to take a break. Chris, I'll get right back to you. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for getting in, Ingrid. I really do appreciate it. Requested music, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a whole new ball game for a guy like me. Get us out for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, live in Pex Network Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. That is for a good friend of mine, and it's another Danny, not my Danny, a good friend of mine. We were talking about a friend of ours, and what we talk about when you see Gone Away. You know, when I talk about time, those last few minutes when you could talk to somebody before they go away. Danny's on the line. Chris, make this real quick. My girlfriend's on the line, buddy. How you been, bud?
Hey. You're like a cat on a hot tin roof today, bud.
I am. I'm having a great day, dude.
You even played Thompson Twins. Wow.
I know, and that
saw him in Morgantown, West Virginia in 1983.
Dude, you're knocking it down.
The guy does look like Ron Howard in person.
I'm telling you, dude, the little Thompson Twins. My girlfriend's on the phone, buddy. Be real quick.
Okay, on the gossip front, my dear departed father, God bless him, gave me good advice as a lad. He said, it's none of your damn business what people say about you behind your back. And his mother, my Nana, backed it up with, if it does get through the filter, consider the source.
Consider
God
the source.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother. And I'll play it next week. You know, I kind of play into what you say, Chris, a lot. You know, I kind of play into what you say. Next week, you're going to hear this badass girl that Danny brought me on. Danny, how are you today, young lady? My love of my life. How have you been?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm amazing, but I just wanted to tell you how amazing you are and how thankful I am that you do this show every Sunday. And I have to agree with Lily that you need a bigger platform. And I am very, very blessed to have you in my life.
Well, like I say, I got little Liv. We got little Ollie. We got Caden. We got little Elliot. We got these great things going on, Lucas and even Trevor. Sorry. Careful, Sean. Sorry, Mary. You know, Danny, I do, and sometimes we cry together about this. I'm not doing. You know, you're the one that told me I was this. What do you call me? A narcissist sometimes.
Sometimes.
I do it for these kids, these little babies, and what I want to be, the future of freedom inside a republic that I really, honest to God, I keep studying and I keep hoping for and I keep wanting. And I want us, and again, our friends, again, friends of ours that actually believe we're doing this, Danny. We are
That's
practicing
right.
the golden rule. Our friends actually...
I love it.
Sorry about that, hon. Our friends actually do understand. You go out and you practice the golden rule. You respect life more than anything else that's been given to you by God. You love thy neighbor as thyself. And this precious gift from God becomes something so powerful that every single day you wake up and you watch that sunrise, you know this is something you can do.
Amen.